This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Yemi, we are in Kalam, Perigit Zayim, Mishnah Hey, today we'll do Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. Okay, so Mishnah continues to talk about the Shir of Maitzi Rimon. This is the Mishnah Rimon Shamro, the Rimon that we spoke about. In previous Mishnah we learned the Shir of Maitzi Rimon. We say not one single Rimon, but if there be three Rimon together, you need a slightly larger hole, slightly more machmir shear. We never discuss which Rimon we're talking about. There's many different Rimons in the world. Which one specifically do we go with? I recall that many learned that this is Halacha Mishnei Sinai, shear of Klebo Avatim Shirim B'Rimonim. There was a big discussion about that. Okay. Says the Mishnah, like cotton, like gadol, not small, not large, and the beni, medium. One that looks like a medium rimon. How do you know? Can you estimate this looks like a medium rimon? V'lom husku rimonei bedaan. When is it relevant that we use the rimonei bedaan? Rimonei bedaan, or rimonim that grew in a place called bedaan, where there's a very large rimonim. Bedaan is apparently sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Not clear exactly where in Eretz Yisrael, but bedaan. They had very large and high quality rimonim in bedaan. And the Tana knew that they were mentioned for something. We didn't remember what. Says the Mishnah. This was Shimakachin B'kol Shein. They were mentioned, not Lagabe Taras Kelim, not for Satanas Kelim, but in Zerayim. For Israelov, you'll say Arla. If you have Remainim of Arla, that got mixed up with other Remainim that are not Arla. And the Aser Dikah Rimonim, Arla Dikah Rimonim, or Bedaan, Mikadshin B'Kolshin, Mikadish at any amount. One Rimon Bedaan get mixed up with a thousand other Rimonim Bedaans. They're all Aser. They're so Chashiv Rimonim Bedaan, they're not Bottle. They're Aser Masho, they're very Mer. They also talk about over here Kloy Karam. Where is it over here? They talk about why is it Lashon of Hektish? It's not Hektish, I say, because it says in the Pasuk, Begabe, Klei Kerem, Pen Tikdash Hamaleo. This Lord teaches us Tikdash is two kadeshes, you burnt in a fire. At Kloyim is Asr Banno and Tzrefa, and so too Arla. So one little Arla, Rimani Badan, Asr Zaldan. Okay. And Mesechta's Arla, Mishnah Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. There's a machlokes over there. What is considered something chashav that's not bottom to ruvus? According to Meir, esh shadar kli mish, something which is sold by exact quantity, not by estimation, makes this chashav, it's not bottle. And the chum there say no. Much more narrow group. Only six or seven things, not anything else. And the Mishnah over there says one of the six or seven is Rimonei Bedaan. So therefore, Rimonei Bedaan has a mashu according to everybody, either because the mayor, according to the broad category of Davar Chashuv, sold minion. Well, for the Chamim, it's one of the ones that they enumerate specifically. point out, this is only min b'minoi, this is alter abonon. Midraisva, it's bottle. Bottle b'roif. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yechim ben Uri Omer, Ashayr behen es hakelim. Rabbi Yechim ben Uri. The Shira might remind that Matar Kelim called Klei Batim Shirim Kirmainim is Rimoni B'Dolan. Meshenki in the din that Rimini Arla answers Pekosho, that's all Rimini. Rechim Nuri says all Rimini Marchashev. That's startling. We learned the Mishnah in Arla, we have two Shitas. Eshitar Kalimnais, six or seven things. He's just saying all Rimini. But he's also a big Chumra in Kalim. He said it's entirely clean. He dreamed only Bidon holes, big holes. It's a machmer in both. He's a machmer in Taruvus, and he's a machmer in Kalim. Kiva Imer, Lakach Lakachus Guru, for both. Shabran is a Kalim. A machmer, need the large ones. Ooh, bishu makadshin kol shein. The makadish at any quantity. So that's a kula. I say only rimoni b'doan. I'll go makadish b'kol shein. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. They changed the kirsa to receive Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav, the Rash, the Safta. The others just don't change it. Loskrim Moni B'Don V'chatzi Re'geva. They're mentioned in Moni B'Don V'chatzi Re'geva. Not like Abbe Kalim. Not like Abbe Arlo. For something else. Which is also relevant for V'chatzi Re'geva. V'chatzi leaks, I believe. Geva must be a place in Eretz Yisrael, a city in Eretz Yisrael called Geva. Shim sa'asim vadei b'chol makom. It's ma'asim who's taken off his vadei. So look at b'takelim. You could go with a rimon b'enini, average rimon, like a mayor. You have a arla. You have a ar, as you can see, all rimonim, like a b'echim and nuri. We all know that there's several things that grow or tevel. But in Torah, you buy for an Amaretz, you wouldn't have to take off anything. You could assume you took off Maizrus. This one by Sheni. The Chum saw that there's many Amaretz and they're not taking off Maizrus. They're a geyser. Demai. Himself, you have to take off. As many kools of Demai. You can keep the Maizrus. My solution for yourself, my sonny for yourself. But these two things, you have to assume for sure they did not take off. You have no coolness. Why? Because these places, Badoi and Geva, are locations where the Kusim lived. The Kusim were an Uman, were a nation. That was brought by the king of Ashur from the land of Kus to settle the Shomron in Eretz Israel, where the Yehudim were Hoglah, were exiled. These Kusim converted, but it wasn't a good conversion, it was out of fear of lions. And the Surah Mitzvahs, they're not makbed out. Gabi Chiv Chibus HaMaisus, they're only makbed for themselves, but not ones that they give to others. Because they don't hold it, the Isra'im of Ne'evil, Sitin Mikshal. Therefore, you buy from the Imam, you take off how they can. Can assume 100% they're not taking from Semaisus. Okay. Next three Mishnah is Mishnah Vav. Through Ches, Tana will teach us Shirei of volume. Then we go in order from large to small. Egg, fig, olive, barley, lentil. Then we're going to go to shirim of length, uvi merdeya and amma. And we see everything's according to average. These are all shirim of volume. Okay. Mishtavav kebetzah shomru l'gdov l'gtan l'beinus. Average egg. Kebeya is relevant. Goi tumas eichlem. Eichlem is metam yadar eichlem is shir kebeya. Maybe not, but Gebav Tuma. Also relevant, Shir ben Esri, according to Yehuda. Berachas HaMazon, Chiyav Berachas HaMazon, according to Yehuda. Benis. Big, big important footnote here at the bottom. What place do we go with for Beitza Beinus? The size of chicken eggs changes from place to place. Some places are very large, some places are very small. Chayyim, they say that when you say Beinus, you mean the average of the medium one of the whole world. Others say no, then you go by Eretz Yisrael. Others say, you go by where you are. Very important. Mishnah will tell us, how do we know exactly what is the medium-sized egg? We don't just estimate. Maybe the large of the large. The smallest of the small. Put into a cup of water. Watch the displacement. And half of the displacement would be the average displacement. One displaces, the larger one displaces a chveis, 2 ounces. The small one displaces a chveis, 1/2 ounce. So you've left, so if you split that 1.5 ounces, no, you have 2.5, that came out altogether. Then you left 1.25. That would be the average displacement. So why did by the Rima interview to say this? They asked the Kasha. May rave Rimaynim or Beninim. You don't have such small, large Rimaynim. Shankin by eggs. Adam Shatim. Omar Beisi. Bechimim Udeini Izik Daila Zikana. How do I know which one's the large, the small, the small? Maybe it's bigger, maybe it's smaller. Hello, call if you die to Shalraya. Everything goes according to estimation of the room has the eggs. She says, anyways, you're going to have to take a guess. fun. Don't make a person do this, all this kind of science experiment. Just make an assumption that this is the average egg. The Buddha says, no. Try to do the best you can. Now, let's see over here. You know, the Shir Kibbeh is Alachim Shem Sinai. We're allowed to estimate this is an average egg. I may be off a little bit. If that's the way it was said at Sinai. And this Shir is Imidai Tishalad. You get to estimate, that's what it was given. If we're not Malachim, we have to walk around with scales. The argument, Putin and Basie, should you rely on that entirely? You have to try as much as you can. Try to get the right Shir. Now, big discussion. Do the size of eggs change? And if they do, does that make a difference? Does that change the Shir of Abaya? Or maybe we go with our Shir, not the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. This leads us to very, very major machlokesim in the Shirim of nowadays having a Shire. We've got many different halachas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.